The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, Peter Woodthorpe, and Jack May. Episode 7, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell, The King of the Golden Hall.
Aren't the Ents ever going to make up their minds? They've been talking for 3 days now.
I have an odd feeling about them, Pippin. I don't think they are quite as safe as they seem.
And I don't think they like being roused.
I wonder what that meant. It sounded as if they'd decided something.
Yes, but what?
With a boom, here we come at last. Come, Merry, come, Pippin, join the moot. We're off.
Where, Treebeard?
To reckon with Saruman at Isengard.
The Ents made up their minds rather quickly after all, didn't they?
Quickly? Yes, indeed. Quicker than I expected, Pippin. Indeed, I've not seen them roused like this for many an age.
What will you do to Isengard?
If we are not hewn down or destroyed by fire or blasts of sorcery, we will split Isengard into splinters and crack its walls to rubble. Of course, it is likely enough that we are going to our doom. The last march of the Ents. But if we stayed at home and did nothing, doom would find us anyway sooner or later. That is why we are marching now. Was not a hasty resolve. But now, at least, the last march of the Ents may be worth the song. Come to Isengard!
To Isengard!
As the Ents marched towards Isengard, Gandalf, Aragorn, Gimli and Legolas rode across the plains of Rohan. For hours they rode, through dusk and night, and on again until the dawn. They came then to the wide windswept walls and the golden halls of Edoras.
Stay! Strangers here unknown. It is the will of Théoden, King, that none should enter his gates save those who are our friends.
Who speaks of Théoden's will?
I am the door ward of Théoden. Harmer is my name.
Well, Harmer, I am in haste, for I am Gandalf. I have returned. And behold, I bring back a horse, Shadowfax the Great, whom no other hand can tame. And here beside me is Aragorn, son of Arathorn, the heir of the kings of Gondor. Here also are Legolas the elf and Gimli the dwarf, our comrades. Go now, and say to your master that we are at his gates, and would have speech with him.
Strange names you give indeed, but I will report them, and learn my master's will.
After some time, Harmer returned, and bade the travellers follow him. The dark gates were swung open, and entering, they were led to the doors of Théoden's hall.
Here I must bid you lay aside your weapons.
Keep this knife and this bow and quiver well, for they come from the Golden Wood, and the Lady of Lothlorien gave them to me.
No man will touch them, I promise you.
I am less willing than friend Legolas here to put aside my weapon, for it is the sword and Duril, and I am Aragorn, son of Arathorn.
This is the house of Théoden, not of Aragorn. Lay your sword here, if you would not fight alone against all the men in Edoras.
Not alone. The axe of Gimli says Aragorn would not fight alone.
Come, come, we are friends here, or should be. For the The laughter of Mordor will be our only reward if we quarrel. My errand is pressing. Here, at least, is my sword, good man Harmer. Now let me pass. Come, Aragorn.
Very well. Here is Anduril, and here I set it.
Well, if it has Anduril to keep it company, my axe may rest here too, without shame.
There remains only your staff, Master Gandalf. Forgive me, but that too must be left at the doors.
Foolishness. Prudence is one thing, but discourtesy is another. I am old. If I may not lean on my stick as I go, then I will sit out here until it pleases Theoden to hobble out himself to speak to me.
The staff in the hand of a wizard may be more than a prop for age. Yet I believe you are friends and folk worthy of honor. You may go in.
Hail Theoden, son of Thengel.
Gandalf.
Greetings, Lady Eowyn.
Sir.
I have returned, Theoden. For behold, the storm comes, and now all friends should gather together, lest each singly be destroyed.
I greet you, and may you look for welcome. But truth to tell, your welcome is doubtful here, Master Gandalf. You have ever been a herald of woe. Troubles follow you like crows.
You speak justly, Lord. Send the wandering wizard hence.
Theoden, King, does this man still make the decisions which others believe to be the will of Theoden?
Grimnir is our counselor, and we will hear his counsel.
My lord, it is not 5 days since the bitter tidings came that Theodred, your son, had been slain. Éomer has proved unworthy of your trust. And even now we learn that the Dark Lord is stirring in the east. Such is the hour in which this wanderer chooses to return. Why indeed should we welcome you, Master Stormcrow? Ill news is an ill guest, they say.
In two ways a man may come with evil tidings, Grimnir Wormtongue. He may be a worker of evil, or he may be such as leaves well alone and comes only to bring aid in time of need.
What aid have you ever brought, Stormcrow? And what aid do you bring now? It was aid from us that you sought last time you were here. And in your insolence you took Shadowfax. But that, my lord, was sorely grieved.
It is as Grimnir says, Gandalf.
I return Shadowfax to you now, King Theoden.
Do you also bring men with you? And swords and spears? That I would call aid, for that is our present need. But who are these that follow at your tail? 3 ragged wanderers in grey, and you yourself, the most beggar-like of the 4.
Have the wise speak only of what they know, Grimnir, son of Galmod. A witless worm have you become. Therefore be silent and keep your forked tongue behind your teeth. I have not passed through fire and death to bandy crooked words with a serving man till the lightning falls.
Did I not counsel you, Lord, to forbid his staff? See now how he works enchantment with its aid.
Now, Theoden, son of Thengel, will you hearken to me? Not all is dark. Take courage, Lord of the Mark. For better help you will not find. No counsel have I to give those that despair. Yet counsel I could give and words I could speak to you. Will you hear them? They are not for all ears. I bid you come out before your doors and look abroad. Too long have you sat in shadows and trusted to twisted tales and crooked promptings.
I sit no longer.
My lord.
Leave him a while with me, lady. I will care for him.
Go, Erwin, sister daughter. The time for fear is past.
My lord, beware this trickery.
Silence, worm tongue. Open the doors. The Lord of the Mark comes forth. Now, Lord,
Look out upon your land. Breathe the free air again.
It is not so dark here.
No. Nor does age lie so heavily on your shoulders as some would have you think. Cast away your stick. You have no need of any prop.
Ah. Dark have been my dreams of late, but I feel as one new awakened. I would now that you had come before, Gandalf, for I fear that already you have come too late. What is to be done?
Send first for Éomer. Do I not guess rightly that you hold him prisoner by counsel of Grímur Wormtongue?
It is true. He had rebelled against my commands and threatened death to Grímur in my hall.
A man may love you and yet not love Wormtongue or his counsels.
That may be. I will do as you ask. Call Hamar to me.
You look east to Mordor, Théoden. Think you perhaps that way lies our despair?
Indeed, Gandalf. I do greatly fear it.
Verily it is so. But that way also lies our hope, though our doom hangs still upon a thread, and it is, I fear, the very merest thread.
And so it was. For Frodo and Sam were being led towards the Land of Shadow by a dangerous guide.
We must have some food, Sam.
It certainly makes you hungry, all this walking.
Are you hungry, Gollum? We have very little to share, but we will spare you what we can.
Yes, we are famished and precious. Yes. What is it? What is it, hobbits eat? Have they got nice fishes?
No, we have no fish. Only these wafers.
Oh. Is it crunchable? Is it tasty?
Here you are, Gollum.
Smeagol doesn't like the smell. Dust and ashes is he counting? That nasty elves is food.
He must starve. Poor Smeagol must go.
Hobbit Smeagol doesn't mind.
Smeagol has promised. He can't eat Hobbit's food. He will starve.
Poor thin Smeagol.
I'm sorry, but I can't help you, I'm afraid. I think this food would do you good if only you would try, but... Perhaps you can't even try. Not yet, anyway.
Look here, Mr. Frodo. We both need sleep, but one of us must keep awake with that hungry villain nigh. Promise or no promise. So you get some sleep, and I'll call you when I can't keep my eyelids proper.
Perhaps you're right, Sam.
You numbskull, Sam Gamgee. A lot of help you are dozing off when you said you'd keep awake. Gollum. Now where's he gone?
Not far, not far.
Here, what are you doing?
Smeagol is hungry.
Be back soon.
Come back now. Hi, come back.
Is anything wrong, Sam? What's the time?
Oh, I don't know. It's after sundown, I reckon. And Gollum's gone off. Said he's hungry. Poor wretch. But I shouldn't have dropped off.
Oh, don't worry. There's no help for it. We're neither of us throttled, and he'll come back. You'll see. I promise we'll hold a while yet. And he won't leave his precious anyway.
About the food, Mr. Frodo. Well, how long is it going to take to do this job? And when it's done, what are we going to do then?
Oh, Samwise Gamgee, my dear hobbit. Indeed, Sam, my dearest hobbit, friend of friends. I do not think we need give thought to that. What hope is there that we ever shall do the job, as you put it? And if we do, who knows what will come of that? I mean, if the One Ring goes into the fire and we're at hand. I ask you, Sam, are we ever likely to need bread again? Well, I think not. No, if we can nurse our limbs to bring us to Mount Doom, that is all we can do.
Yes, then that is all we can do. Now, where is that dratted creature?
Is it talking about us, precious? What a nice, friendly hobbit it is to poor Smeagol.
I wonder what he found to eat. Worms or beetles or something slimy out of holes.
Better now. Are we rested? Nice hobbits ready to go on.
Yes, Smeagol, but which way do we go?
Ah, there are many ways, but they all lead straight to him.
But Smeagol knows another way.
Don't we?
Which way?
Through the marshes, through the mists. Nice, thick mists. More difficult, not so quick, but better if we don't want him to see. Trust Smeagol. Trust him, and you may go a long way. Quite a long way before he catches you. Yes, perhaps. Follow Smeagol!
What's all this, Gollum? What are these lights?
Yes, yes, lights this is.
They're all round us now.
Yes, they are all round us. The tricksy lights. Candles of corpses. Yes, yes. Don't you heed them? Don't look. Don't follow them.
Where's Master?
Mr. Frodo. Mr. Frodo. Mr. Frodo, don't look at them. Gollum says we mustn't. Let's keep up with him and get out of this cursed place as quick as we can, if we can.
All right, Sam. I'm coming.
What is it, Mr. Frodo? What did you see?
Dead things. Dead faces in the water. Dead faces.
The dead marshes. Yes, yes, that's the name. You shouldn't look in when the candles are lit, silly master.
Who are they? What are they?
Don't know. They lie in all the pools. Pale faces. Deep, deep under the dark water. Saw them. Grim faces. And evil. And noble faces. And sad. Many faces, proud and fair, with weeds in their silver hair, but all foul, all rotting. Oh, dead.
Yes. Yes.
All dead.
All rotten. Elves and men and orcsesses. The dead marshes. There was a great battle long ago. Yes. So they told him when Smeagol was young.
When I was young. Before the precious came.
It was a great battle. They fought on the plain for days and months at the Black Gates. But the marshes have grown since then. Swallowed up the graves. Always creeping, creeping.
But that is an age and more ago. The dead can't really be there.
Who knows? Smeagol doesn't know. You cannot reach them. You cannot touch them.
We tried once, yes, precious, I tried once.
Why?
Hobbits ask too many questions.
I don't want to see them again. Never again. Can we get on and get away?
Yes. But slowly. Very slowly. Then carefully. Our hobbits go down to join the dead ones and light little candles.
Follow Smeagol.
Don't look at the lights, as this.
Follow Smeagol.
Our doom hangs still upon a thread, and it is, I fear, the merest thread. Yet hope there is still, King Theoden, if we can but stand unconquered for a little while.
Alas, Gandalf, that these evil days should be mine and should come in my old age instead of that peace which I have earned.
You would remember your old strength better if you grasped a sword hilt again.
Take this, dear lord. It was ever at your service.
How comes it that Éomer, charged as he is with being unworthy to bear arms for the land of Rohan, should now stand before us with a drawn sword in his hand?
It is my doing, lord.
Yours, Homer!
Will you not take the sword?
Yes. Yes, Gandalf. I will take it. Arise now. Arise, riders of Theoden. Dire deeds awake.
knighthood. Let horse be bridled, horn be sounded. Forth they are in guard.
Commanders! Commanders!
It is a joy to us to see you return into your own. Never again shall it be said, Gandalf, that you come only with grief.
Take back your sword, Éomer, sister son. Go, Harmar, and seek my own sword. Grímnir has it in his keeping. Bring him to me also.
My lord?
Now, Gandalf, you said that you had counsel to give, if I would hear it. What is your counsel?
To cast aside regret and fear, to do the deed at hand. Every man that can ride should be sent west at once. We must first destroy the threat of Saruman and the black spawn of Isengard while we have time. If we fail, we fall. If we succeed, then we will face the next task.
This counsel seems good to me now.
When we are gone, Theoden, lead the women, the children, and the old swiftly to the hold of Dun Harrow in the hills.
Nay, Gandalf, you do not know your own skill in healing. It shall not be so. I myself will go to war, to fall in the front of battle if it must be. Thus shall I sleep better.
My lord, I bring Grímnir the Worm Tongue before you as I was bid to do. Also, your ancient blade, Herogrim. It was found in his room.
Your master himself gave it into my keeping.
And he requires it of you again. The host rides today. Send heralds forth.
And when the men of Rohan ride forth, Aragorn, son of Arathorn, rides with them.
And so too, my lord, will Legolas.
And Gimli, son of Glowing.
Together we ride, axe, bow, and sword.
Dear lord, it is as I feared. This wizard has bewitched you. And none to be left to defend the golden hall of your fathers and all your treasure. None to guard the Lord of the Mark.
If this is bewitchment, it seems to me more wholesome than your whisperings. No, not one shall be left, not even Grímnir. Grímnir shall ride too.
Have pity on one worn out in your service. Send me not from your side. I at least will stand by you when all others have gone.
You have my pity. I do not send you from my side. I go myself to war with my men. I bid you come with me and prove your faith.
I see. I have come too late. Others whom the death of my lord would grieve less have persuaded him. If I cannot undo their work, then hear me at least in this, lord. One who knows your mind and honors your commands should be left in Edoras. Appoint a faithful steward. Let your counselor, Grímnir, keep all things till your return.
Down, snake. Down on your belly. How long is it since Saruman bought you? What was the promised price? Perhaps I should tell you. Was it not that when all was finished, you should have the Lady Eowyn?
I should have forgotten the law of the hall and slain him before he should have touched my sister.
Eowyn is safe now, Éomer. But you, worm tongue, you have done what you could for your true master, Saruman. Some reward you have earned, at least. Yet Saruman is apt to overlook his bargains. I should advise you to go quickly and remind him.
He lies, my lord. There's no truth in what he says.
I do not lie. See, Theoden, here is a snake. With safety, you cannot take it with you, nor can you leave it behind. Give him a horse and let him go at once, wherever he chooses. By his choice, you shall judge him.
Do you hear this, worm tongue? This is your choice. To ride with me to war and let us see in battle whether you are true, or to go now whether you will. But then, if ever we meet again, I shall not be merciful. After him! See that he does no harm to any, but do not hurt him or hinder him. Give him a horse if he wishes it.
And if any will bear him.
Now, Gandalf, I would give you a gift ere we go, in gratitude for all I owe to you.
I will choose a gift, lord, that will fit my need, swift and sure.
Give me Shadowfax. He was only lent before. But now I shall ride him into great hazard, setting silver against black.
You choose well. And I give him now, gladly.
Matthew Theoden Hull, receive now this cup and drink in happy hour. Health be with thee at thy going and coming. Hail, Aragorn, son of Arathorn. Will you now drink from this cup?
Hail, Lady of Rohan. Gladly will I drink from the cup of Theoden.
And now, behold, I go forth, and it seems likely to be my last riding. Before we ride, I name now Eomer, my sister's son, to be my heir. But to someone I must entrust my people. Which of you will lead my people to the safety of Dunharrow? Is there none whom you would name? In whom do my people trust?
In the house of Eol.
But Eomer I cannot spare.
I said not Eomer. There is Eowyn, his sister. She is fearless and high-hearted, and all love her. Let her be as a lord to your people while we are gone.
It shall be so. Farewell, sister, daughter.
A year shall I endure for every day that passes until you return.
To horse, then!
To horse!
To horse! Gimli!
Glowin, son, will you ride with me?
Gladly, Eomer, if Legolas may ride beside us.
It shall be so. Legolas upon my left and Aragorn upon my right, and none will dare to stand before us.
Nor shall they, Eomer!
Here now I name my guest, Gandalf Greyhame, a lord of the Mark, a chieftain of the Orlingas, while our kin shall last. And I give to him Shadowfax, prince of horses.
I thank you, Theoden King.
Behold, the White Rider!
Our king and the White Rider!
Forth, the Orlingas!
Careful! Hobbitses must be careful! They should use their hands as his salvation.
Then they wouldn't fall over.
Three precious little golems in a row we shall be if this goes on.
Come on, on we go. We're nearly at the end of the nasty marshes.
Yes, yes. Nice hobbits, brave hobbits. Very weary they are, of course.
So are we. Oh, my precious all of us. But we must take Master away from the wicked lights. Yes. Yes, we must.
What is it? What's the need to sniff? The stink nearly knocks me down with my nose held. You stink, and Master stink. The whole place stinks.
Yes, yes, and Sam stinks. Poor Smeagol smells it.
But good Smeagol bears it. Helps nice Master, but that's no matter.
The air's moving. Change is coming.
What do you mean?
Smeagol wonders.
He's not happy.
Go! What was that?
I don't know, Sam. But there is a wind at last. You feel it?
It's breaking the clouds up. Look, there's the moon.
Nasty, white-faced, nasty.
Mr. Frodo, look. There. It's coming from Mordor. It's got wings.
Get down. Raise his faces? Wraiths is his underlings. The precious is their master they seize. Everything, everything. Nothing can hide from them. Curse the white face. And they'll tell him everything. He sees, he knows. Gollum! Gollum! Gollum!
Well, I don't know what that was, but I'm thankful it's gone. Come on, Gollum. On your feet.
Yes.
It's time to be moving on.
Not while the white faces is in the sky. Now.
It was not until the moon had sunk that Gollum would get up or make a move. For 3 days they journeyed in darkness, cowering under black rocks by day like worms, lest the winged terror should pass and spy them with its cruel eyes. At last, on the fifth morning since they took the road with Gollum, they came to the desolation that lay before Mordor.
What a terrible place this is. It's like being in a nightmare.
Nasty youth. Poisonous pools that gasp and bubble like little hobbitses. Slimy oozy pits and hills of ashes. Not nice. No. But Master said, take me to the gate. And this... this is the only way.
I feel sick. Dust and foul fumes. Mr. Frodo, you look all in. Let's rest. Try and get some sleep. We'll move on again when evening comes.
Smeagol promised. Yes, my precious, we promised to save our precious, not to let him have it. Never. But it's going to him, yes. Nearer every step. What's the hobbits going to do with it when he wanders? Yes, he wanders. I can't help it. Master's got it. Smeagol promised to help. Master.
He's talking with himself. What's he going on about?
But if we was master, then we could help ourselves, is this? Yes. And still keep promises. But the precious holds the promise. Then takes it. And let's hold it ourselves. Is this then maybe master? Make the other hobbit, the nasty, suspicious hobbit, make him cry.
So much for you, Sam Ganji.
But not the nice hobbit. He's a Baggins. My precious, here's the Baggins. A Baggins stole it. He found it and he said nothing. Nothing. We hate Bagginses. Not this Baggins. Yes. Every Baggins. All peoples that keep the precious. We must have it. But he'll see. He'll know. He'll take it from us.
What's he going on about? And who's he when he's at home? Does he mean the Dark Lord? Best keep your ears wide open, Sam.
If we has it, then we can escape even from him. Perhaps we grows very strong. Stronger than the wraiths is. Lord Smeagol? Gollum the Great? The Gollum. Eat physicists every day, 3 times a day, fresh from the sea. Must have it. We want it, but there's 2 of them. That way too quick and kill us. Not now, not yet. She might help. Yes. She might. Yes.
She? One of his nasty friends, I suppose.
No, no. Oh, not that way, no. Yes. We want it. We want it. The precious.
He's going to attack the master. He can't help himself.
The precious.
We better put a stop to this. What time is it?
Nice hobbit's night, Sam. It's evening. Dusk is creeping. Time to go.
Curse him. I wish he was choked. Come on, Master. Time to wake up.
Nice, master, nice. Hobbits.
Oh, I slept well. I feel much better.
Sleepyhead, sleepy. Good. Smeagol watches over you.
Yes, Smeagol. You have guided us well and faithfully. This is the last stage. Bring us to the gate, and I will ask you to go no further.
To the gate? To the gate, Master says. Yes, he says so. Good Smeagol does what he asks. So, yes, but when he gets closer, we'll see, perhaps. We'll see then. It won't look nice at all.
Oh, no, no.
Get on with you. Let's get it over. Follow Smeagol.
Theoden and his host rode on towards the ford of Isen. Dark clouds began to overtake them. The sun went down blood-red in a smoking haze. In the last red glow, men in the vanguard saw a black speck, a horseman, riding back towards them.
You have come at last, but too late, and with too little strength. If Éomer is with you, tell him there is no hope ahead. He should return to Edoras before the wolves of Isengard come there.
To Edoras we shall not return without battle. The last host of the Aeol in Gas has ridden forth. Theoden, your king, is here.
My lord! Command me, lord! Pardon me, I thought...
Thought I remained in Meduseld, bent like an old tree under winter snow. So it was when you rode forth to war. But a west wind has shaken the boughs. Tell me your news.
Things have gone evilly since Theodred fell. Saruman has emptied all Isengard upon us. We were driven back yesterday over the Isen with great loss. Many perished at the crossing. Erkenbrand of Westfold has drawn off those men he could gather towards his fastness in Helm's Deep. The rest are scattered.
We must waste no more time in words. Give this man a fresh horse. Let us ride to the help of Erkenbrand.
Yes, ride to Helm's Deep. Go not to the fords of Isen. I must leave you for a while. Shadowfax must bear me now on a swift errand. Éomer, Aragorn, keep well the Lord of the Mark till I return.
We shall. Yeah.
Await me at Helm's Gate.
What does that mean?
That Gandalf has need of haste. Even he goes and comes unlooked for.
But to forsake us in a time of direst need? Wormtongue, were he here, would not find it hard to explain.
True enough, but for myself, I will wait until I see Gandalf again.
Maybe Helm's Deep will wait long for his coming.
Enough, Harmer. We must put our trust in Gandalf Greyhelm. The deceits of Wormtongue linger too long in your mind.
Éomer! What is this place toward which we ride?
Helm's Deep! It is the strong fortress of our kingdom. A great bay in the mountains commanding the defense of the west fold of Rohan. There Helm defended our realm against the Dunlendings in the old wars. There is the citadel of the Hornbird, which has ever proved the defense of Rohan.
It will prove a hard battle, lord. The main strength of the enemy is many times as great as all that we have here, and it is ever increasing. Orcs and wild men are hurrying southward.
Then let us be swift. Let us drive through such foes as already lie between us and the fastness. There are caves in Helm's Deep where hundreds may lie hid, and secret ways lead thence up onto the hill.
Trust not to secret ways. Saruman has long spied out this land. Still in Helm's Deep our defense may last long.
The rumor of war grew behind them. Countless fiery torches flickered in the black fields, scattered like red flowers, are winding up from the lowlands in long, flickering lines.
It's the great host and follows us hard.
And they're burning as they come. Rick, cot, and tree. This was a rich vale and had many homesteads. Alas, for my folk.
Would they were here, and we might ride down upon them. It grieves me to fly them.
We need not fly much further. Helm's Gate is at hand.
Who comes to the Gate of Helm?
The Lord of the Mark, and the last host of the Aeolingas. I, Éomer, son of Éomund, speak.
This is good tiding beyond hope. Hasten, the enemy is on your heels.
Gambling. I had not thought to see an old and trusty warrior like you in armor at this hour.
My armor and I have grown old friends these past weeks. What news of Erkenbrand? Word came yesterday that he was retreating here with all that is left of the best riders of Westfold.
We had hoped to find him here. Our scouts have gained no news of him, and the enemy fills all the valley behind us.
I would that he had escaped. He was a mighty man. In him lived again the valor of Helm the Hammerhand. But we must draw all our forces now behind the walls. Are you well stored? We bring little provision, for we rode forth to open battle, not to a siege.
3 parts of the folk of Westfold shelter in the caves of the deep. But there is great store of food there, and many beasts and their fodder.
Ah, that is well. The creatures of Saruman are burning or despoiling all that is left in the vale.
If they come to bargain for our goods at Helm's Gate, they will pay a high price.
They will be here soon enough. My lord Theoden, I think you should hold yourself and the men of your household in readiness within the Hornburg. I will array our defenses along the Deeping Wall, for here our defense seems most doubtful if the enemy comes in great force.
And what of the defense of the dike?
The enemy must be held back here as long as you can, but no useless sacrifice. Withdraw within the walls when you can hold on no longer.
I will hold the gate of Helm as long as my old bones have vigor in them.
A wall thick enough for 4 men to stand abreast on. Give me a year and 100 of my kind, and I would make this a place that armies would break upon like water.
I don't doubt it. But you're a dwarf, and dwarves are strange folk. I do not like this place. I shall like it no more by the light of day. But you comfort me, Gimli. I'm glad to have you standing nigh with your stout legs and your hard axe. I wish there were more of your kin among us. But even more would I give for 100 good archers of Mirkwood. We shall need them.
It is dark for archery. Indeed, it is time for sleep. I feel the need of it, as I never thought a dwarf would. Riding is tiring work. Yet my axe is restless in my hand. Give me a row of orc necks and room to swing, and all weariness will fall from me.
Your wish is granted, Gimli. Orcs! Thousands of them scaling the bank!
The enemy is at hand! They have crossed the dike, though it is filled with their dead.
Since I left Moria, my axe has hewn naught but wood. Now it has something better to cleave.
In darkness or no, I shall see what my bow can achieve. I hope I have arrows enough.
Hum, hum, we come with horn and drum to Runa, 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 Rum. Oh, oh.
Are you tired, Treebeard?
Tired? Tired. Well, no, not tired, but stiff. I need a good draught of entwash. We've worked hard. We've done more stone-cracking and earth-gnawing today than we've done in many a long year before. But it is nearly finished. There's a bit of Isengard still standing over there. I must see to it.
Gandalf! It's Gandalf!
You stupid, he's...
Gandalf! Gandalf, you're alive! Oh, Gandalf!
Get up, you tomfool of a Took. Where in the name of wonder in all this ruin is Treebeard? I want him, quick.
Treebeard! Treebeard!
Gandalf! I guessed we might be hearing from you. I'm glad you've come. Wood and water, stick and stone, I can manage. But there's a wizard to manage here.
All in good time, Treebeard. I need your help. You've done much, but I need more.
But Gandalf, where have you been? And have you seen the others?
Wherever I have been, I am back. Yes, I have seen some of the others, but news must wait.
But what about our news?
Huh?
Did you know that before Treebeard started to smash Isengard to bits, a great army rode out of the city?
Orcs and wolves and horrible creatures with squint-eyed goblin faces.
They took nearly an hour to pass through the gates.
And that is the army that makes for Helm's Deep. This is a perilous night, and I must act swiftly. Treebeard, I need the help of your horns.
Horns? Act swiftly, you say? That's not much in their line of duty, you know. But horns will help. Tell me how many you want.
Six.
Six? I've done a little better with my bow.
20, at the least.
But that is only a few leaves in a forest. The enemy seem to grow greater every minute. Orcs and men from the hills.
The orcs are within the walls.
They have crept up through a culvert. They are pouring in like rats.
There are enough for both of us then, Legolas.
Khazad! Khazad!
Now my count passes, Legolas.
Not so. It's me good knife work on the walls. My count is now 24.
You've done well, Master Gimli. I'd heard that dwarves were great axemen, and I've lived to see it proved. But the rat hole they crawl through must be stopped up. Dwarves are said to be cunning folk with stone. Lend us your aid, Master.
We do not shape stone with battle axes, nor with our fingernails. But I will help as I may.
This is a night as long as years.
How long will the day tarry?
Dawn is not far off. But dawn will not help us, I fear.
Yet dawn is ever the hope of men.
But these creatures of Isengard, these half-orcs and goblin men that the craft of Saruman has bred, they will not quail at the sun. They will not give way now for dusk or dawn until Theoden is taken. Or they themselves are slain.
Nevertheless, day will bring hope to me. Is it not said that no foe has ever taken the Horned Burg if men defended it?
Aye, so the minstrels say.
Then let us defend it with hope.
What is it? What's happening?
The enemy have blasted a hole in the wall. Some devilry of Saruman's, I fancy.
I've come to tell you that my count had reached 27. But now there will be work enough for both of us.
We can no longer hold the wall. The enemy is everywhere. We must try and hack our way through to the citadel. It is our only hope.
All who can have now got safe within, Aragorn.
Things go ill, my friend.
Ill enough. But not yet hopeless while we have you with us. Where is Gimli?
Was he not with you?
The enemy swept us apart. I thought he'd escape with you.
He is stout and strong. Let us hope that he reached the caves.
Oh, such a refuge would be to the liking of a dwarf.
We must hope that it is so.
But I wish that he had come here. I desire to tell Master Gimli that my tale is now 39.
If he wins back to the caves, he will pass your count again. Never did I see an axe so wielded. But I must go seek the king.
And I must seek for arrows. Would that this night would end, and I could have better light for shooting.
What is the news, Aragorn?
The Deeping Wall is taken, and all the defense swept away. But many have escaped here to the Hornburg.
Eomer.
We were parted by the fighting. Gamling was with him. They must have escaped into the caves. What hope they may have there, I do not know.
More than we. The air is wholesome there because of the fissures in the rock. None can force an entrance there against determined men. They may hold out long.
But the orcs have brought a devilry from Orthanc. They have a blasting fire, and with it they took the wall. If they cannot come in the caves, they may seal off those that are inside. But now we must turn all our thoughts to our own defense.
I fret in this prison. If I could have set a spear in rest, riding before my men upon the field, maybe I could have felt again the joy of battle and so ended. But I serve little purpose here.
Here you are at least guarded in the strongest fastness of the mark. More hope have we to defend you here in the Hornburg than in Edoras, or even at Dunharrow in the mountains.
It is said that the Hornburg has never fallen to assault. But now my heart is doubtful.
The world changes, and all that once was strong now proves unsure. How shall any tower withstand such numbers and such reckless hate? Had I known that the strength of Isengard was grown so great, maybe I should not so rashly have ridden forth to meet him for all the arts of Gandalf. His counsel seems not now so good as it did under the morning sun.
Do not judge the counsel of Gandalf until all is over, Lord.
The end will not be long. But I will not end here, taken like an old badger in a trap. When dawn comes, I will bid men sound helm's horn, and I will ride forth. Will you ride with me then, son of Arathorn? Maybe we shall cleave a road or make such an end as will be worth a song, if any be left to sing of us hereafter.
I will ride with you, Theoden, king. But first, I will see what words can achieve.
I wish a parley!
Come down! If you wish to speak to us, come down!
Bring out your king!
We are the fighting, Yuragai!
Bring out your king! We will fetch him from his hole if he does not come!
Bring out your skulking king!
The king stays or comes at his own will!
Then what are you doing here? Why do you look out?
Do you wish to see the greatness of our army? We are the fighting, Yuragai!
I looked out to see the dawn!
What of the dawn? We are the Yuragai! We do not stop the fight for night or day, for fair weather or for storm! We come to kill, by sun or moon. What of the dawn?
None knows what the new day shall bring him. Get you gone, ere it turn to your evil.
Get down, or we will shoot you from the wall.
This is no parley. You have nothing to say.
I still have this to say. No enemy has yet taken the Hornburg. Depart, or not one of you will be spared. Not one will be left alive to take tidings to the north. You do not know your peril.
The gate has fallen. The time for hiding is past. Let us ride forth.
Helm! Helm! Helm is arisen and comes back to war. Helm for Theoden, king!
Forth, Eorlingas!
Forth, Eorlingas!
So King Theoden rode from Helm's Gate and clove his path to the great dike. There the company halted. Shafts of the sun flared above the eastern hills and glimmered on their spears. They sat silent on their horses and gazed down upon the deeping coombe. The land had changed. Where before the green dale had lain, there now a forest loomed.
What wonder is this? Or do my old eyes begin to play me false?
Your eyes do not deceive you. There was a song about the trees that walked, which I heard in my childhood, but never did I think I would behold them visible under the sun.
Whatever they may be, the trees have struck fear into the hearts of the enemy.
They are surrounded. The forest has shut off every way of escape.
No, there is still the valley to the west.
And from the west comes their final doom.
A mighty host, led by a warrior with a red shield.
Erkenbrand!
And a rider, clad in white.
Gandalf! Behold the white rider!
In episode 7 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stevens. Sam, William Nye, Gollum, Peter Woodthorpe, Merry, Richard O'Callaghan, Pippin, John McAndrew, Legolas, David Collings, Gimli, Douglas Livingstone, Treebeard, Stephen Thorne, Theoden, Jack May, Eomer, Anthony Hyde, Eowyn, Ellen Jenkins, Grima Wormtongue, Paul Brook, Kaol, Michael McStay, Gamling, Patrick Barr, Harmer, Michael Spice, and the guard, Christopher Scott. With the Ambrosian Singers,